It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad. I'll be your host today. Thank you for joining us for lunch. Today's February 20th, 2026, also known as Caregiver's Day. I have been a caregiver, and I know that it can be challenging, so hats off to the caregivers. It's also National Cherry Pie Day, my favorite, so go out and eat a cherry pie today in honor of Cherry Pie Day. Let's jump into the birthdays today, shall we? Miles Teller, he was the star in Whiplash, that movie about a drummer. Pretty good movie. If you're a drummer and you haven't seen that, you might want to, I don't know what you do, how you get that. Maybe it's on some streaming service. I don't know. But I know you can't go rent it, right? We know that, I'm pretty sure. But he was also in Top Gun Maverick, that I have not seen. So, yeah. Cindy Crawford, 59. She's also known as the prettiest woman with a big mole on her face. Hats off to her. She was just like, you know what? Deal with it. But also on this day in history, 1839, Congress bans dueling in Washington, D.C. So that, we now know that that's when things started going downhill, right? God, how can you ban dueling? That's the coolest thing in the world. 1962, John Glenn became first American to orbit Earth. Hats off to him. That took, you know what, the size of, like, basketballs, you know what I mean? Woo! All right, let's jump into the news, the meat of the program. This one from Newsmax. Police search Andrew's former home day after his arrest. That's right. He's been stripped of his prince title, and I have no idea his name, right? I forget what their last name is, that family, but yeah, he's no longer a prince, but it has something to do with the, he was allegedly providing some information to Epstein. And, there have been pictures surfacing of him with underage women. And I thought that's what it's about. And it may involve that. But apparently he was forwarding some sensitive information to Epstein, which is what led to these arrests. To his arrest. That was yesterday that he was arrested, and he's been released today. They've searched his home. But yeah, I guess these charges could bring, like, if he was found guilty, could bring a life sentence. So that's nothing to laugh at. Yeah, we'll see. He's not a real popular guy in England, I can tell you that right now. But here's one from Fox News. Organized South American crime group burglarizes over 60 high-end Houston area homes targeting designer goods. A subheading, criminal network targets second story windows and repositioned security cameras. The perpetrators are known as, this sounds very professional, South American Theft Group. It's kind of like the American insurance group, or, you know, very professional, the South American Theft Group. Call us now. Yeah, great. I wonder when these guys entered the country and how they went about entering the country. But I guess they were using frequency jammers and burner phones, and they're pretty, like, sophisticated guys. No one was ever injured in these burglaries, which is great. But yeah, I guess they just recently caught five guys. And I don't know. I don't know. I think they're from Colombia. So look it up. Fox News. That's the headline. We do briefing here. We're going to brief you on stuff so you can go into the weekend with some knowledge. CNN, Eric Dane, Grey's Anatomy star, dead at 53. He unfortunately had ALS. I don't know who he is. I didn't watch Grey's Anatomy. However, I'm aware of ALS. That's Lou Gehrig's disease. And it's a nasty, nasty disease from what I understand. And I hope they find a cure for that one. I hope they find a cure for all diseases for that matter. But my God, that's an awful one. And, you know, heart goes out to his family. That's for sure. That's devastating. 53, that's young. Fox News, six mothers who cherish time together among victims in avalanche near Lake Tahoe. I guess there were severe avalanche warnings at the time. These six ladies annually would go on these trips, I think. I think it was an annual thing, but the total of, I guess, probably nine now. There were eight confirmed dead and one still missing. So we can probably say that nine have passed away. Six of those were close friends, women in their early 50s, late 40s. But I tell you, I was reading the comments and they, you know, they were sympathetic, but they were pretty critical too, like of them using bad judgment. You know, it's one guy's like, yeah, that's like going deep sea fishing, knowing in a couple of days a hurricane's going to be hitting you. You know what I mean? Like, they had clear avalanche warnings, like severe avalanche warnings. And they still went out and they got caught. Very sad. These people have kids and families, and, you know, it didn't have to happen. Heed warnings. Be smart. But on that note, we're going to take a break. We will be back in just a moment.
Don't touch that device, because the Lunch Show will be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Chad. Just wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that The Lunch Show was always intended to be a TV show. So keep listening to the show. Click on all the things that help support us. And it's time to get back to The Lunch Show.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, there's more of The Lunch Show with Chad Summers.
All right, we are back, folks. This one from Fox News. Former NYPD chief calls police cuts, quote, recipe for disaster, unquote, as Mamdani threatens tax hikes. Oh, my God. This guy's, how long has he been in office? 2 months, if that. And he's already, he's talking about cutting 5,000 police officers. This is a guy who said, do we really need prisons? I saw him say this. I didn't read about it. I saw him say that. Do we really need prisons? I mean, come on. Really, do we need a secure place for Koberger? You know? Or should we just, I don't know, we'll just give them ankle bracelets. Yeah, that'll work. Unbelievable. And then he's going to jack the property taxes up, like something like 11 or 12%. People are going to flee just like they are California. People are fleeing New York. And they're coming to where I live, and I don't like it. A gradual growth is fine, but people are flooding into my town, and it's just bumper to bumper traffic here because of this. because of this exact thing. God bless. All right, folks, that leaves it. That was depressing, right? But we've got good news now because that's how we roll here. This is the lunch show. We've got good news at the end of every episode. Always have since the very first episode. And we always will. That's just how we roll. But before we get to that, I just wanted to say subscribe to the show. Click on everything that would support the show. Thumbs up and like. Comment in the comments. Or I guess it's called the chat. Chat about it. Not Chad about it. Chat about it. But this one's from Good News Network. Heroes. This is amazing. We wish this like could happen in all of these cases here. Hero stranger rescues mom and three kids after car flips into canal waters. Quote, nobody was around. So this mom's driving, I think it was a Jeep. Sounded like a Wrangler style thing, like a open top possibly. But so this dude's driving down the road. In his rear view, there's a car on his tail. And he looks up and all of a sudden this car, he sees it veer off the road and disappear. I guess it sped up and then veered off the road and disappeared. He's like, what the hell just happened there? That is not right. There's probably there's no turnoffs or anything. So he turns around and finds the tracks, follows the track, I believe on foot, he gets out of his car and he follows the tracks and he finds the Jeep upside down in the water in like a canal. So he runs down there and finds these three kids screaming and crying and he pulls them out and the mother's submerged. Her head's underwater. He drags her out of the car. Thank God he was able to drag her out of the car. Sometimes, these people are pinned in the car or already, dead. And he drags her out of the car. She's unconscious, but he I guess gives her a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And she, like in Baywatch, spits out water and is like, oh, my God. And she lives. I guess she went to the, she's on a, I didn't see when this happened. I don't know. This is probably, maybe this is, this isn't like breaking news. This could have been, this story could be a week old or a few days old. So hopefully she's home, but she went to the hospital and was put on a ventilator. Hopefully she didn't sustain any brain damage, but yeah, thank God. This guy said there was no one else on the road. Like, if he didn't see that, let's say he was just zoning out on the road and didn't even pay attention to what was going on in the rear view, there was no one behind her. So, she probably definitely would have passed away. She was unconscious. She would have drowned. And then the kids, they hopefully would have survived, but, I don't know. None of that happened. This guy was there to rescue them. Thank God. But his name is Casey Curtis. So everyone tilt one back tonight for Casey Curtis. But if you do tilt them back, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it. Not worth it at all. I've got, we all know stories of people that have ruined their lives doing that stuff. I know a guy now that's about to go. I don't know him personally. He's a friend of a friend. He's looking at probably 10 to 20 years because he was drinking and caused an accident. Someone died in the accident. A woman died. And he should go to prison. He should. So, yeah. Just take care of yourself. Look out for other people too. You don't want to live with that. But we're gonna call that the episode. And I hope you all have a good weekend out there. Be safe, be smart, And until the next episode, keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.